Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Chris Harrison, nice to meet you. And The Bachelor Canada, how exciting. Is this something that has been in the works for a while now?
I think so, only because of the ratings that our show has received up here. It's one of the most popular shows and has been in Canada for years. And I'm kind of stunned it's taken this long, because we do have formats around the world, whether it's England, France, and all over, that, you know, where they do their own version. And so the fact that we are so popular in Canada, and the characters that have been on our show from Canada, and I use that term loosely, have been so popular and they've done so well. So it really does lend itself to doing their own version up here. And I think it's they're very wise in that they're not going to take our show off. We're still going to be on in the winter with our bachelors and bachelorettes, but they're going to do their own version in the fall. So it's great.
Are you going to be the host of the Canadian version?
I can't. Unfortunately, just timing-wise, it doesn't work out. Logistics, we shoot our own version of The Bachelorette in the spring, and God knows where I'm going to be in the world. So unfortunately, I can't do it, but I would, because, and that's one thing, you know, I really wouldn't do it around the world because it doesn't make much sense, but it really does make sense for me to do it in Canada because, you know, it really is the same show and it's the same fans. And there are so many Canadian fans that I love to talk to. And thanks to Twitter and Facebook, you know, I keep in touch with a lot of these people and I realize the love they have for this show. And honestly, just getting off the plane and walking through the airport, I realize the love for this show and how popular it is up here. So I wish in some way, and maybe I will, maybe in some way I will be a part of it. I'll show up some appearance. I don't know, because I do have a serious love for the fans up here, and they have this insatiable appetite for our show. And thank God they do.
Now, we've seen you. You filmed in Canada before. We've seen you in Vancouver with Jillian Harris. And how was it when you were filming in Canada?
We've done a lot up here, you know, because we obviously Jillian, I call her my little redneck bachelorette. love her to death. But yeah, you know, she was from Vancouver. And so we shot there, went up to Whistler. And then we actually took the Rocky Mountaineer over to Calgary and then shot in Banff Springs. And so we shot all over. And we've actually been up to Toronto. I think back in the day, I want to say like Aaron Burgi or something like that. We did some stuff on this side of Canada. We were up in Toronto. And so, yeah, I mean, we actually think about how do we incorporate Canada more, because we know we have so many fans up here. So we try and bring maybe two or three contestants on from Canada. We try and plan dates every now and then when it makes sense to come up here, just because, you know, the show is obviously based in America and that's our core audience. But we know we have such an audience up here that we do try and, you know, please the Canadian fans when we can.
Now, on the show, we've seen you've traveled to the far ends of the earth. Will the Canadian contestants be doing the same thing?
I don't know. You know, I had dinner with the producers last night and they were talking about what they are going to do and what they'll be able to do. And I'm guessing, like us, when we started out, you have a very different budget than 10 years later, because now, you know, what we've built is these countries come to us. And, you know, whether it's Switzerland, which you'll see later on this season, or Bora Bora, whatever, they beg us to come because it's a 2-hour infomercial for their country. So, you know, probably the Canadian Bachelor will probably start out a little slower, but as you build, it really becomes its own monster. And I won't be surprised a couple of years from now if they're not traveling all over the place.
Is there anyone that you have in mind for a Canadian Bachelor yet?
Who do you have in mind? Well, yeah, I think you would be better to speak on this than me. Who would it be?
I'll have to put a list together. I'll get back to you.
I was thinking Bieber at first, but then I was at the Selena Gomez concert the other night, and yes, I had my daughter with me, so it's okay.
Okay.
And Justin was there, so I think they're still together. But you know who else was there? David Beckham, but I think he's still married, so it can't be Bieber or Beckham. I know, I'm going to think on it.
Okay.
But no, it really needs to be, I think to start out, it needs to be this, when I say average, just some normal guy who is stunningly attractive, great job, great charisma, charm. And that's how we really got traction. Was it was pulling a guy like Aaron Burgi, who was like our second bachelor, a banker from Missouri. And, you know, I think it's those stories that, you know, Trista Wren, who was our first bachelorette, it's those stories, I think, that really pop. And so I think that's probably the direction the Canadian Bachelor will go. But they're casting right now. They're looking for that guy, but also for, you know, all the girls. And I think it's going to be a great show because you guys provide great characters. And to think of an entire show of great characters, it's going to be it'll be the most dramatic Canadian Bachelor ever.
The most dramatic ever?
And I never say that. You know, I don't say that lightly.
What are some of the eligibility factors for the bachelorettes? Like, who can apply? Is it wide ranging or?
It is. No, I mean, you know, first of all, you need to pass a blood test. It's good. It's the cleanest dating pool you'll ever get into.
Awesome.
And no, but it's probably 21 and above. It's probably the same rules as you know, the U.S. Bachelor. 21 and up and, you know, semi-sane. We don't want you too sane, but sane enough.
I have to ask you, do you think that Canadian bachelorettes are more or less likely to start crying and lock themselves in the washroom?
Well, I don't know. I think we've cornered the market on that. I mean, just last week alone, we had a girl hiding behind luggage and a girl cowering in bed. So I think we do pretty well. I don't know how they could top it.
Now, what about group dates? Are they going to go on a group date to Tim Hortons, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know the dynamic of the Canadian Bachelor and exactly what they're going to do as far as the dates and eliminations and how many girls they'll start with. I mean, one of the great things about doing your own version is, yeah, you kind of take our concept and take the idea of it, but then you can kind of put your own spin, like what works better in Canada. If they, you know, and they know the dynamic up here, they know the culture better, they know what might fit better. So, you know, whether the rose ceremonies will be the same or whatever, that's kind of up to them. We'll see.
Is it something that's going to be iconically Canadian, or it's going to fit into the Bachelor brand?
No, it'll very much fit into the Bachelor brand. I mean, even the producers, we were talking last night about, you know, they want the same music, they want that same feel. So it's definitely going to be the Bachelor brand. And you know, and it's something you definitely, people get used to. I mean, we've been on for 10 years, and especially this country, you know, Canada is used to our brand, and they want that feel. It's comfortable. It's, you're slipping into those, you know, that old robe and the old pair of shoes. I think you definitely don't want to be too drastic with your changes.